are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
It's the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Rounds Financial, Lee Real Estate, and May Adam. And joining me this morning, director of the Rollins Library, Abby Edwardson. Good morning, Abby. Doing well, despite the weather.
It's a little chilly.
It sure is. You know, it's been an up and down spring, and we just have to roll with it.
I agree. Yep.
But one of the great things coming up tomorrow is Earth Day, believe it or not. It just kind of snuck up on us.
Yes, it did. So the library has lots of books on Earth Day for the kiddos. And we also have a great resource for your family that you can use at home or the library. And it is the World Book Online. And you can access this through our website called RollinsLibrary.org. And when you get to RollinsLibrary.org, click on Databases and then click on World Book. And World Book has a lot of information on Earth Day. You can just type in Earth Day and it brings up images and pictures. And World Book is a great resource for kids. It has a section for ages 3 to 7, 6 to 10, and then it goes into your student, which is 10 to 14, and then the advanced student, which is ages 14 and up. And World Book is credible information. It's got animals, it's got activities, maps, games, important people. You can save articles. So if you want to learn more about Earth Day, you can stop at the library, you can check out a book, you can use our computers online, or you can access World Book at home. So tomorrow is Earth Day. If the weather's a little chilly and not cooperating, there's options to still celebrate Earth Day.
Yeah, that is a great resource. I remember using World Book back in the day. So it's great to see they've translated online, because they are, like you said, credible and they have so much information.
Yes, and you can use it for anything, school or whatever type of information you're looking for. And it's something that parents and children can do together.
Absolutely. This week coming up, and is it wrapping up Money Smart Week?
Yep, Money Smart Week is wrapping up here the end of the week. So that is a week that libraries focus on resources that offer financial information to patrons. So we have a display in the library right now if you want information on financial books like personal finance, 30-day money cleanse, information like that. We also have ebooks. So if you are on your tablet and you want to find out about personal finance, you can access it that way. And we also have financial classes through our Universal Class. And you can access that through the Libby app or at RollinsLibrary.org. So if you're just wanting to learn a little bit more about money, we have several resources that way for adults.
Fantastic. Yeah, mm-hmm. Some great opportunities to learn and to kind of hone your life skills, make sure you're in a good place.
Yep, sometimes adulting is hard, so that's information there. And then next week is National Library Week, and we celebrate this every year. And it starts on Sunday, and every day we're just trying to highlight a different resource in the library. So Sunday is going to be Shelf Sunday. We just want everyone to be able to come in and browse the shelves and see, maybe you'll find a different book or something that you didn't know that we had. And then Monday is Magazine Monday. We have over 4,000 magazines online in the Libby app, and we have over 100 different magazines in person in the library. And we have a really nice, sunny, open area that you can come in and read the magazines. So I don't know if people are aware of that, but...
Oh, that's great.
It's a really nice service, and we also have newspapers. And then Tuesday is Tech Tuesday. So if you're not sure how to use a database or your Libby app, or you would like to and you've never done that, just bring in your e-reader and we'll be happy to help you with that. And then Wednesdays are Wacky Wednesday, because we have four sessions of story time every Wednesday, 10, 10:30, 1, and 1:30. And then Try Something New Thursday. You could try a new resource that maybe you haven't tried, maybe a Universal Class, the Libby app, or Creative Bug, maybe Newsbank, but we have several things. Maybe you haven't tried one before. And then Fiction Friday, maybe you could try a new author in the fiction section. Mm-hmm. And then Sci-Fi Saturday, there you could expand your horizons there. And the Sci-Fi section has authors that you may not realize are there, like J.R.R. Tolkien. And in our newsletter, we had put a free coupon for a book during National Library Week. So if you go online on rollinslibrary.org, you can get our newsletter, get that coupon. We have newsletters in the library, so you can bring your coupon in starting on Sunday to get a free book.
Very nice. So yeah, great week to celebrate, and there's so many things when it comes to the resources you have. If people mm-hmm. haven't looked into them, this would be a great way to do that.
Yeah, and I did want to give a shout out on Tuesday. That's National Library Worker Day, and that's, I just want to give a shout out to all the employees at the library, because we could not do what we do without all the wonderful people that work at the library, that do the behind the scenes work, that help the patrons, that mm-hmm. order the books, that process the books, that make sure all the work gets done.
Yeah, so there's a lot to do, and you've got mm-hmm. a great crew for the library that takes care of everybody.
Yep. And then the last thing that I had is I just wanted to make sure that everybody saves the date for our summer reading kickoff, and that is a carnival, and that's going to be on Saturday, May 13th, and that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And if the weather is not favorable, like today, we're going to have it at the YMCA gym.
Okay, so you've got a backup spot?
We do.
Should you need it? Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Hopefully it's a nice sunny day by then.
That would be great. Well, stay warm today, and then enjoy National Library Week next week, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. There's Abby Edwardson joining us this morning from the Rollins Library. So many great resources are available for you there. So if you don't have a card, stop in, and they'll get you all set and kind of show you around and let you know what they've got there at the Rollins Library. That is your Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at Rounds Financial, Lee Real Estate, and May Adams.